This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
On Maine, modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. A Northern Illinois school has gone to remote learning for 2 weeks because of a COVID-19 outbreak. Hampshire High School in Kane County reports since September 28th, 37 students have tested positive for the virus. The Kane County Health Department said it is implementing an adaptive pause as a mitigation strategy to reduce the transmission of COVID-19. Macon County CASA is seeking volunteers to advocate for children within the community who have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect. With 316 children in the juvenile court system who are currently without a CASA volunteer, the need is urgent. Becoming a CASA advocate does not require any special background. They are not lawyers or social workers. They are ordinary people from every walk of life who have a heart for children, are passionate about helping others, and have a desire to make a difference in our community. For more information, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Demanding more supply. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The White House announces an agreement for FedEx, UPS, Walmart truckers, and the Port of Los Angeles to operate 24/7 to get more goods moving. President Biden meets today with the heads of shipping companies, port worker unions, and retailers about how to clear the bottlenecks.
Supply chain problems triggered by the pandemic have been producing higher prices and empty shelves for consumers. Ships are backed up at places like the Port of Los Angeles, where they're unable to unload their goods because fewer people are working on the docks and there aren't enough truck drivers to haul goods.
Fox's Jill Nato. After a 19-month closure because of the coronavirus pandemic, the land borders with Canada and Mexico are being reopened for non-essential travel next month, but only for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The Biden administration announced last month that vaccinated foreign travelers would be allowed to fly in November. American and Southwest Airlines, both based in Texas, plan to ignore Governor Greg Abbott's blanket ban on coronavirus vaccine mandates. Those airlines have contracts with the federal government, which has its own mandate.
President Joe Biden ordered businesses with 100 or more employees to require to be vaccinated or tested for the virus regularly. In a statement, American Airlines told us, quote, "We are reviewing the executive order issued by Governor Abbott, but we believe the federal vaccine mandate supersedes any conflicting state laws."
Stephen Dial with Fox 4 Dallas Fort Worth. The Supreme Court hears arguments today over whether or not the Boston Marathon bomber gets the federal death penalty.
The Supreme Court is considering whether or not to reinstate the death penalty for 28-year-old Jokhar Tsarnaev after a federal appeals court last year tossed out capital punishment, ordering a new sentencing phase after Tsarnaev was found guilty of murdering three and injuring hundreds in a radical Islam-inspired terror attack on the 2013 Boston Marathon.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you. And to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax. Available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds. Then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
All House Democrats, no Republicans vote to raise the nation's borrowing limit enough to cover the country's debt through early December. That follows the Senate vote last week, sending it to the president's desk to avoid possible default on debt next week. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says his party will not help Democrats raise the debt limit next time. Big day for Star Trek actor William Shatner. He's scheduled to blast off into space at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, becoming the oldest person ever in space.
William Shatner's suborbital flight is supposed to happen today. The sprightly 90-year-old had to wait out a delay from Tuesday's original flight plan.
This will be your big chance to get away from it all.
But if everything goes as rehearsed with Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, Shatner and three others will get a quick ride to space, experience zero-G for a few minutes, and get a chance to look out the window from that far up.
Look, for the last time, that creature's out there. And the reason I'm telling you is He's starting to tamper with one of the engines.
Better not be. The craft will make a soft landing in Texas. Eben Brown, Fox News.
New guidelines from a federally appointed panel of health experts say older adults without heart disease now should not take aspirin to prevent a heart attack or stroke because the bleeding risk outweighs the benefits. An innovator in the toy industry has died just days after going on medical leave.
An executive credited with expanding TV and movie characters to toys has died. Hasbro chief executive Brian Goldner took a medical leave of absence earlier this week. He was just 58. Goldner had been treated for prostate cancer in 2014. Goldner had been with Hasbro for more than 20 years and led the company for more than a decade. He led the company's acquisition of Entertainment One, bringing Peppa Pig to Hasbro. And he signed deals to cement Hasbro's hold on Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney characters.
That's Ginny Castola. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of rain, possible thunderstorms after 10 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 76. Tonight, chance of rain and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 61. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorm, cloudy with a high of 72. For Friday, showers likely, possible thunderstorm, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, October 13th edition of Byers & Company. Clay Gerhardt joins us from the Decatur Park District. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Is that a big yawn from the birthday boy back there? Like a dog. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, when you're in church or something like that and you do the subdued yawn, that wasn't what Nick just did. Nick stretched his neck out. I mean, he looked like a Great Dane or something back there.
I lost track of that one. I just let it go. That was a whole body experience.
That's like really instilling confidence. I'm trying to like say, hey, look at this exciting hour we have at the same time.
And I'm just storm clouding it up.
Yep. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday. Clay joins us from the Decatur Park District. It's a busy fall. I hope we get a fall. You know, like we have rain today, tomorrow, and Friday. It seems like the last couple of years we've gone directly from sort of summer to winter and then like winter to summer.
A little bit. You know, I was looking at the forecast last night, and I think we've got a few rainy days here, but then long term, the next 7-8 days, it looks a little better.
All right, so we're going to get some colors. I mean, get out and enjoy the parks and see some of the incredible fall colors.
We are. We're heading into fall. As you get out on the trail, it is just a beautiful experience to be out on that trail and see the trees starting to turn colors. So it'd be a nice time to get out on the trail, of course.
All right. Let's talk about some run through it all because we got a lot to cover here today. Let's head out to the Decatur Airport.
Decatur Airport, you know, we've struggled coming out of COVID, but we're seeing good numbers. We've reached nearly 6,000 enplanements this year, and folks really need to know that that jet service is unique to Decatur. We really want to keep that going. So take a look at, those flights to Chicago and get out there and get on the plane and help us boost those enplanements. But it's a great bargain for Decatur, a great thing for Decatur to have for business travel, and we need to keep it up.
We saw one early at the food drive on Friday. I don't know what flight path they were on, but, I mean, it came right over Kroger, down, and it was pretty low. They're cool.
That's a 7 o'clock in the morning flight. You can get out early, get to Chicago, and then folks really like that 10:20 return flight at night because it lets you go out to dinner, have some time in town before you have to get to the airport to get back on the plane to head back to Gators.
All right, I love it, and they are very comfortable. Very good. All right, so what about the disc? As people are starting, to segue from outdoor recreation to indoor recreation, and I know that's been a struggle for the last, 18, 20 months as well. But tell me a little bit about what's going on with the disc.
It is. Our disc professionals are looking forward to kind of getting folks back into place this fall. Right now, we've got the Triple Fit promotion going on. You can work out your way, virtual, outdoor, or in person. From now till October 31st, you can join or renew at the disc for a special rate, save over $100, and there's no joining fee. So that's one thing at the disc. And then as we head into golf, we've got Autumn Greens right now. 19 holes with a cart for $32 at Red Tail or Hickory Point.
That'd be 18 unless you guys have added a hole.
Sorry, you're
that's
right.
That's okay. No, I'm just maybe, the 19th hole's the bar.
That's right. That's right. And then we've got junior golf starting up at the disc. Golf programming for golfers age 3 to 17. We've got that indoor golf room at the disc. That begins in November. And then we're heading into indoor soccer at the disc. So I was out at the soccer complex last night. We still have a lot of soccer players playing outdoors. But as we head towards the winter months here, we'll be heading indoors. So players age 3 to adult can learn the game of soccer and also help develop their skills further. There's club leagues offered at the disc as well, so check that out.
All right, go back to the golf for a minute here. The indoor golf room, is that still used? Is the technology? It seems like it's been forever since I've been up there.
It is. We've got two simulators up there. We're evaluating kind of this year where we go from here because it's maybe time to make some upgrades or go a different direction. So we're evaluating that, but we do use it for our junior golf program.
No, well, it's great for the kids. I mean, get in there and get a play. It's been forever since I've done it. I haven't even thought about it. I'm glad you brought it up today. All right, you guys have Disney's Shrek the Musical coming, and so you've got auditions for that coming up.
We do. Auditions are coming up November 19th through the 21st. Our performing arts folks, this perform group we do with a musical every year is just one of the ways we cap off our art season. So a fantastic opportunity for kids to get involved. There's two full casts, grades 1 through 12, so two different opportunities to be part of that musical.
Okay. And then you got some workshops coming up as well in the arts area.
We do. We've got Art Club ages 10 to 16, October 15th, and Arts and Crafts ages 16 plus on October 15th. Those are at the Arts and Recreation Center over at the Old Pogue Cadillac dealership over there on Oakland. And this is just another way that our arts folks have increased not only the performing arts side, but then the visual arts side. So really nice workshops to get involved.
All right, it's October. There's not anything bigger than you guys do than Boo at the Zoo this month. Tell me about how that works.
That's right. So last year with COVID, we started the registration process. And if you remember from years past at the zoo, you'd get in line that was sometimes 500 people deep. So folks really embraced the registration process last year, so we're continuing that. And COVID is still going on as well, so we're trying to be responsible and socially distanced. But, that's a family tradition here in Decatur. The zoo staff go all out with decorating the zoo, and I think the animals even get a kick out of it a little bit with some of our spider monkeys participating in the zoo, things like that. So, again, weekdays 5:30 to 8, October 15th through the 29th, and then Saturdays and Sundays, October 16th through the 30th. And on Halloween from 3 to 6 p.m.
All right, so that kicks off this Friday.
It does. It does. And the zoo staff are hard at work out there.
All right. And what are the hours? What is it, like 5:30 to 8 weekdays and then 3 to 8 on Saturdays and 3 to 6 on Sundays?
That's correct.
Okay. And so Halloween actually falls on a Sunday this year.
That's right?
That's right. All right. And then also a number of save the dates. I mean, you're getting way too close to Christmas and Santa. I mean, I realize we're not that far off. I just want to hold on to whatever we can before we start talking about Santa.
We do. We are getting very close to Christmas here. We've got a couple neat events coming up the disc. We've got Schools Out Day Camp at the disc on October 22nd when school's kind of out of session. We've got Parents Night Out at the disc October 23rd. So you can come drop your kids off. They can have an evening at the disc where they get engaged with some different sports and activities, and the parents can go kind of have a night to themselves. We've got the Turkey Trot November 20th in Fairview Park. Race starts at 8 a.m. You can do a 5K, a 10K run, or a 5K walk or half-mile tot trot. You need to register by November 7th in order for us to get you a shirt for that. And then we head into Christmas. So we've got Santa Shuffle at the disc on December 5th. That's another one where the kids can come do a run around the track, do some other activities. Santa will be at the disc. And then Pajama Party with Santa December 11th at the disc as well. So Trees on the Tees, we are getting just an enormous amount of response with a lot of folks asking when we're going to put these tickets on sale. Looks like sometime around November 1st, those will go on sale. And this is an event we started last year at Hickory Point Golf Course where we light up the trees on the golf course. We've also planted Christmas trees that different sponsors and families decorate. So, again, tickets go on sale here around November 1st. Watch our website and social media, And if you're interested in the sponsorship, contact Carolee Meisner at our Park District office as soon as possible.
All right. Now, Nick, you did go to the Trees on the Tees event last year. I did not. I saw pictures, and some of my family went and really enjoyed it. You thought it was just amazing.
It's an A-plus experience for my family. We made a whole night of it. We went and looked at a lot of Christmas lights around town, including that huge display. Came over to the park at our reserve time. Had a cart waiting on us, plenty spaced out, totally safe, beautiful. And then at the end, there was hot cocoa and s'mores and all that to partake in. Santa was there taking safe pictures and dance and snow blowing and lights. It was A-plus, honestly.
All right, so the company trees or the family trees, tell me what the difference is between these two.
So the company trees are planted out on the course, and families can get these as well if they're interested. But those are $500 trees. They're live trees we've actually planted out on the course. And then
they decorate it.
And they decorate. Yep, they get all the decorations and whatnot. And I'll encourage you, if you're looking to do a tree with the supply chain shortage, get out there now and get your decorations and supplies for the trees. And then family trees are $250. And this year we're going to move a lot of those into the pavilion out at Hickory, where families are a little more sheltered. The trees are a little more manageable. So again, family trees for $250. And there's other sponsorships available.
So those are artificial trees.
Those are artificial trees.
Okay. That's correct. So you can do either one.
Yep.
Okay. That's fantastic. And you can contact Carolee at 422-5911 if you're interested in any of that.
Absolutely.
All right. We like to blow Carolee's phone.
We do. She's excited about this event. You know, something that we scratched out on a napkin last year and then pulled it together in 42 days, I am absolutely overwhelmed with the response from the community and just blown away. We've gotten huge interest.
You got to have like new holiday traditions, right? I think it's cool. You guys, I remember when Bill called me and said, "Hey, I want to run an idea by you." And I'm like, "I think that sounds fantastic." And you know, the idea that, you know, 20 years from now there will be kids, you know, going out and enjoying this brand new tradition in Decatur, I think it's fantastic.
If we're doing it 20 years from now, Brian, the staff may kill me. But for right now, it's a great event.
Of course you will be. That's how you start new traditions. You see those old photographs of people skating in the pavilion at Fairview. And 20 years from now, they're going to show Clay running around a golf cart getting artificial trees in the pavilion.
It is.
I love it. I think it's a fantastic thing. All right. So Decatur-parks.org, right?
That's correct. That's our website, and all our information can be found there.
Clay, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Have a great day. We'll be back with more. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers with thunderstorms, a possibility after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 76. And tonight, chance of rain continues with thunderstorms, cloudy and a low around 61. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, cloudy with a high of 72. And Friday, the same, showers likely, possible thunderstorm, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees. Your WSOI time is 7:16.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Milliken University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Milliken's evening MBA program at milliken.edu/MBA.
Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spectacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witch's Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? your ties too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive.
Where have you been? Man, I love old Billy Joel, too.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's Nick's way of saying he doesn't.
No, I'm playing it because I'm learning about it. I like it.
Okay. Good stuff. I told you songs in the attic. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, can I just make a inside baseball comment about the last interview? I take notes during every interview so I can put bullet points in so people can go back and listen to the podcast and find, oh, they were talking about this and that. There is so much going on at the park that I in the park district this fall that I don't know that I got all of it. Man, they got a lot of good stuff going on.
I think you just label it fall activities.
That's what I got written down.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot happening, for sure.
It's good.
Disney's Shrek the Musical Junior. Do you know what that is?
No.
I don't either. I mean, I know what Shrek is.
Mm-hmm. I love Shrek. Shrek is having a resurgence. People just can't get enough of Shrek.
I've never seen it.
Oh, seriously?
No, I've been on the ride.
That's cool. It's one of those things that works for two different audiences at the same exact time because there's jokes that for kids and there's jokes for grown-ups that kids won't get, and they both can happen. It's really clever. Shrek's a good franchise.
Yeah. It was Mike Myers, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, did the voice.
And Eddie Murphy is Donkey. Yeah. And Cameron Diaz, I think, is Fiona.
Yeah.
It's a nice cast. It's fun.
Well, it is. I enjoyed the ride.
Yeah. Yeah, and they have the mirror on the wall that talks to you while you're waiting to go into the ride and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, good stuff.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So, here's the deal. It's Wednesday, and we have the event coming up, Decatur's Got Talent, on Saturday night. And then, you know, I feel like we're in this weird sort of like, well, we're kind of in like in a little holding pattern, and then it's like a boom, 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 mm-hmm. like to finish out the year.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
We're working on our big Christmas auction. We're going to start our gift of the day early because of supply chain thing. I've been listening to these retailers. You know, like they're, you know, I'm worried if you don't start Christmas shopping now, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, I mean, I see it every single day. I mean, every single day there are things that are so notable. You know, if you buy from a retailer, you know, for years, and then you start to see a creep by a day or two in shipping, and then all of a sudden not available till starting, you know, November 3rd, and it's like, that's not like you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so it is, the creep is already here, even for those that have been able to be well stocked and well ahead.
Yep. No doubt about it. So I think it's just, I'm ready. I'm ready for, like, I want a fall. Please give us a fall.
I want one too. You know, we started looking for Halloween decorations pretty early, and it got limited to like one aisle in some of the bigger stores.
Did it really?
Yeah, and Christmas is usually full swing in the craft stores. It's a little sparse. So you're not kidding. I mean, you really need to get your stuff planned ahead.
I'm telling you, there are like something in the neighborhood of 500,000 containers sitting in the port of Los Angeles right now, not being unloaded.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's everything. I told you, I'm wearing the James Bond shoes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is the fit a little tight compared to your normal size?
Well, see, here's the thing, and I know this from my good friends at Fleet Feet. Although they don't sell Adidas, they sell, they will measure you. Every company has a different size.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, because these have even a sub size.
If you go by like what I always thought my foot size was, mm-hmm. I go a full size up in Adidas.
Full size. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But okay. I do that with Nike, mm-hmm. and I do that with Hoka. And so, you know, I mean, it all just depends on the brand.
Yeah.
But they're great shoes. But my point being this, when Lindsay ordered them, it was supposed to be like 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then it was 4 weeks. And then it was 8 weeks.
Oh, I'm going to be so bummed out because I have them pulled up on my desktop to order the, I'm going to go with the mix of gray and black, the other dark ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I mean, even the largest of companies that right. you would think would be immune to a little bit of this, they're all being impacted by it.
Yeah.
So we're going to start our gift of the day very early instead of waiting until December, because we will particularly help out our small local retail folks.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, and then it's stuff like wrapping paper. You just, it's like stuff you've always depended on. I mean, you've never even really had a reason to even question whether you can depend on.
Yeah, take it all for granted. I'll just run out and grab a gift bag. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Better find one.
You better get it now.
Mm-hmm.
Park District's still looking for a lot of staff, too.
Still at the top to bottom still?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know we haven't hired the new foundation director. I don't know where they are on the operations, you know, Clay's old job. You ever take a job with operations as like that is your title? You got to know going in, that's everything.
Right. That's catch-all.
I mean, there's no like subcategories of like, you know, well, some people go, well, I'm in accounting. That's not my job.
Right. I only deal with the numbers. I'm not sweeping the lobby.
Operations does everything. Everything. So, but it's also rewarding in that you get to put your hand in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Make a difference. So I'm reading about all these people quitting their jobs.
4.3 million, is that what I just read?
Yeah, it was a big number. And it's, I'm sure there's a million stories. Or
4.3 million
stories. Mm-hmm. And some of them overlap and some of them don't. And there's trends or there's, you know, people have leverage. But I think people often overestimate that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving just overestimated his leverage. I'm sure some of it is in law enforcement or pilots that don't want to get back. I mean, I'm sure there's a little bit of everything. How do you think all of this sorts itself out, if it, in fact, actually does sort itself out?
There's a lot of different things. I think that you're going to see three things in particular that jump to mind. One, I think you're going to see changes in work culture. And that'll vary based on what it is. So it's not going to be the same for a tech company as it is going to be a fast food restaurant, but you will probably see changes in work culture. You will probably see more automation, where people are realizing they can't rely on people. So let's just cut them out. And then I think you will also see improvements for workers, whether through pay or other benefits or, you know, concessions that finally need to happen. So I think you're going to see a squash of the workforce, an increase of the workforce, and simultaneously happen.
So probably. I think there's some businesses that can't pay. I mean, there's hourly rates that are getting falsely inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Some could afford to pay more and choose not to, and they're going to have to. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're right about that. Some, you know, the margin of profit is such that, you know, it's built in to be what it's built in to be, and you don't just have an unlimited amount of money you can pay people.
Right.
I don't know what happens in that area.
That's the hardest one. They're going to have to navigate, and probably they'll have to offset with price increases.
And this, is it also just financial?
Mm-mm.
You know, is it quality of workplace?
50-50.
You think it's that? You really think it's that much?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I mean, the stories pile up over and over. You know, people that get promoted to manager and make less money but work 20 more hours, and they're like, I'll go back to just being this, or I don't have anywhere to take my kid, or I'm tired of being treated so badly, or, hey, they're hiring in a new person $3 more than I make, and I'm not even allowed to talk about what I make. Why do I want to work here? I think that people are saying, you know what, this isn't a good place to be with a lot of different places. And not necessarily because of their managers or their local owner, but a lot of times because of just the way it's set up. And so I do think it's about 50-50. And that's probably not fair. Money is the driver of all things. So let's go 60-40. But I think it is sizable. Quality of life and just living your life.
Okay.
People have had enough.
Great
and small. I'm not just talking about $9 an hour workers. I'm talking about people that are just
yes.
Grinding.
I think there are people who have had enough, and I think that we can't overlook. There's also people that just way overvalue their space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But on the flip side, there are some companies that go, you know, we undervalue all the people at the bottom. But if without those people, they wouldn't have all those things, you know, at the top. I mean, it's both.
Don't disagree, other than it is a system, fair or unfair, in capitalism, that those people at the bottom are easier to replace than those people at the top.
until there's no one to replace him with.
I don't disagree. We're facing a different scenario here. But there's also, and to me, it's not a top and bottom. It's a little more gray than that. I mean, I look at our company. We don't have a bunch of line workers, you know, doing the wedges and the bean counters. But we have people that work their tail end off, and we have people that just clock barely enough to call it a day. Mm-hmm. And those people that clock barely enough often think they should be the most valuable person in the company. It goes hand in hand.
For sure.
So it's gray. I don't know how it all ends up, but it's going to end up different than what it's been.
Mm-hmm.
That much I know for sure. We're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back here, we'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Millikan University Center for Entrepreneurship and Women in Business Student Organization will host the first Millikan Makers Market on Saturday, November 6th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Oberhelman Center for Leadership Performance, located on the first floor of the University Commons on Millikan's campus. This event is free and open to the public. The event will feature makers, crafters, and artists from the Millikan and Macon County community, offering a wide range of goods and services. Items include clothing, personalized gifts, soaps, candles, tumblers, jewelry, artwork, greeting cards, baked goods, and so much more. Some of the services will also include makeup, photography, and cello services for weddings and other special events. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Friday, October 8th, there have been 74 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. This brings the total number of cases to 15,226 locally since the start of the pandemic. The total number of hospitalizations is now 16. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The White House says it's taking action to tackle supply chain disruptions, brokering a deal for the Port of Los Angeles to operate around the clock. An administration official also telling reporters Walmart, FedEx, and UPS plan to move toward 24/7 operations. The labor shortage, another factor in the supply crunch.
In August, a record 4.3 million workers left their jobs. That is the most since December at the turn of the century, and up almost 3% from July. To break it down, about 900,000 workers left food service and hotels, 700,000 left the retail industry, and 530,000 left healthcare and social assistance industries.
Fox's Peter Ducey. And toy maker Hasbro's chief executive, Brian Goldner, has died. He was 58 and just took a medical leave of absence earlier this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers with thunderstorms a possibility, mostly cloudy and a high near 76. Tonight, we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms still, cloudy with a low around 61. Thursday looks like today, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a high of 72. And Friday, looking the same, showers and possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday morning, we get the chance to check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Let's start with Illini basketball.
Yeah, you know, they had an open scrimmage open to the public on Saturday morning at the State Farm Center. Man, that's the first time in a long time people have been able to watch Illinois basketball perform in person. They lost the very end of the, I guess it was the 1920 season. And then all of last season, no fans allowed. And now the doors open again. And people really anxious to get a glimpse of this team and the newcomers, and the it's going to be very interesting. And I think every day it would be interesting to be Brad Underwood and figure out roles, figure out combinations of players that he likes in certain situations, and try to get a handle on who does what when. And, you know, I think the obvious thing is, how does this team roll in a tight late game situation? Because remember, there's no Io DeSumo anymore. And at the end of games for a long time, Illinois found it could isolate Io and get a winning outcome at an amazing rate. I mean, he would just take the ball and the opponents would put its best perimeter defender on him and Io would win that matchup. And it happened over and over and over and over again. And, and that's great while you've got it, but they don't have it anymore because Io's playing for the Bulls. And if Illinois needed to make two clutch late game baskets, not just one, Io would do that. He was remarkable. In fact, just the other night, I think it was Sunday, he was on the floor late in the Bulls, Cleveland Cavaliers game, and the Bulls needed two baskets in the closing minute in order to try to win the game. And Io did it for, did for the Bulls exactly what he did for the Illini. He drove the lane and scored high off the backboard for the first basket with defenders soaring high trying to block his shot. And then he went one-on-one with a taller defender and almost a carbon copy of what he did to win at Michigan a couple of years ago. And Io scored in the lane, and the Bulls won by one. And but now he's gone, and Illinois has to figure out how they operate in these late game situations. And they're going to have to create them initially because there won't be any tight late game situations in a couple of exhibition games. They're going to have to work on it in practice. That's already started, I'm sure, as Brad creates, you know, okay, game tied, 15 seconds. How are we going to score here? And so 1 week from Saturday is the first of their exhibition games. And I'm sure they'll try to come up with some of that. I think, you know, the obvious idea is that Andre Curbelo will have the ball in his hands and he will initiate something. But there's just a lot of options and a lot of depth, and they're going to have to find out who can be counted on in those situations. And it's fun. They're at the State Farm Center because of the extensive renovation going on over at the Oven practice facility. And so there'll be two exhibition games in October and then the regular season beginning November 9th, which is less than a month away. And that will be here quickly.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll get into Major League Baseball and the playoffs with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here on a Wednesday with Mark Tupper. Let's get to Major League Baseball.
You know, I don't know what it is about the Houston Astros that I don't view them with the proper respect, and this is an admission on my part. It's probably the sign-stealing scandal that became a big part of their story. Maybe that made it easy to dismiss them a little bit. But a team that has reached the American League Championship Series five straight years deserves a lot of respect. And Houston has now made it to the ALCS for five consecutive seasons after eliminating the Chicago White Sox 3-1 in the American League Division Series. They did that with a convincing 10-1 rout yesterday. So it will be Houston against the Boston Red Sox in the American League Championship Series. The winner of that advancing to the World Series. The ALCS gets started Friday evening in Houston. And over in the National League, one team has already advanced, and the other two are locked in a 2-game tie with the deciding game coming tomorrow night. The Atlanta Braves eliminated the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4 last night. Game tied 4-4 until Freddie Freeman homered off Milwaukee closer Josh Hader in the eighth inning. Man, Freddie Freeman is just so good. Every season, he is one of the best, probably most underappreciated players in the game. If you make a list of the best players in baseball and Freddie Freeman is not on it, your list is incomplete. Atlanta will play the winner of the Dodgers-Giants series. which Los Angeles tied at two games each with a 7-2 victory last night. Mookie Betts and Will Smith hit home runs for the Dodgers. The deciding game five will be tomorrow night in San Francisco. And then the NLCS will begin on Saturday. We started with 10 teams in the postseason. We're down to five, soon to be four. And the World Series will begin on October 26th. If that thing goes the full seven games, it will conclude on November the 2nd. And surely we can manage to stir up a little sleet or something by then for one of these games, right?
I don't want it, Mark. I really don't.
No, I know.
All right. Have a great day. We'll talk to you first thing tomorrow morning, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. So we talked about these 4.3 million quitting. I don't know what that actually looks like. You know what I mean? Like, is that, how do we know that number?
I don't have any idea. That's a lot of people to track, you know, and to sort.
It seems like we probably have a lot of categories. Mm-hmm. Not just 4.3 million people going, that's it, yep, I'm out of here.
Right.
What do you think this looks like when all is said and done? I get, like, food and retail industries, right?
Yep.
The way they're being treated, you know, I think there's other factors. I mean, you know, you talked about pay, and I asked about quality of workplace. And we talked about it from an employer to employee point of view. We didn't talk about what it's like on the front lines.
Oh, that's a major factor still. Statistics, and we heard it from Fox News, I believe, as recent as yesterday on these airwaves, that, you know, people are reluctant to still go out to eat. People are still reluctant to go out and do a lot of things. Sizable numbers, parts of their audience.
There were 892,000 workers in the food service and accommodation industries that left their jobs. Wow. So of that 4.3, a considerable chunk in that one area. Mm-hmm. While 721,000 retail workers departed, along with 534,000 in health care and social assistance. Now, to me, that's a big, I mean, working at the Social Security office and working in a hospital, two very different things to me.
Right.
Although they've lumped them together. Mm-hmm. So you add that up, and that's, you know, well over half of the workers we're talking about.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. But we talked also a few weeks ago, you know, there was a survey or study you found of young people being less than optimistic about the future. And a lot of that has to do with the ability to afford school, the ability to buy a home, the ability to, you know, to be qualified for certain jobs and things like that. So when you pile a lot of that together, there's a lot of people that are not as willing or more willing to step out of a track they're on because it's not a track that they really want to be on. You know, you might swallow your pride to get through college or to go, you know, a few more months and I'll get this home. A lot of them are like, I'm getting none of that. Why am I going to stay here and just take this? You know, I'll take my chances somewhere else. And so there's just so many different reasons why this is happening. But, you know, we were told about it several months ago. It was going to be called the Great Resignation. And here it's upon us.
At the end of the day, though, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there will be as much change as maybe you or some are as hopeful for. I think it will be different. I think it will have to be different. But it's still not, I mean, you're not going to go to work at a fast food restaurant and make $25 an hour.
No, not 25.
No, I'm just saying it's just, you know, it's not going to happen.
There are people in some states making $7.50.
Yeah, there's also, but there's less of that than there is the other. McDonald's here does not pay even.
Not here.
No, but I'm saying, and where there's demand, they are making $25 an hour because that's what it costs to get people to work. But eventually, that's going to shake out and come to a number. It always will.
Right. We're currently at a number where the average cost of living in all 50 states is, to have a two-bedroom home, the affordability of that in all 50 states is not met by a typical 40-hour work week in all 50 states.
at minimum wage or at all wages?
On average, an average wage.
All right, you're going to have to cite me the data.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
And I'm not saying you're not being truthful. I'm just saying I'd need to see that with my own two eyes.
Yeah, I'll
do because that. You know the average takes Jamie Dimon and the person in Alabama at a Subway.
Mm-hmm. Right. And numbers can be, you can tell every story you want to tell from every story. If we could just agree that there are a lot of people where even at a decent wage, the cost of living out, it doesn't stack up for a lot of people.
It doesn't, but there's also been a difference in how people spend their income versus the way, I mean, it was not unusual. I was having this conversation, you know, when writing the obituary at the funeral home about my dad. When Caterpillar opened in the 1950s, there were a lot of people who moved to Decatur, Illinois to take those jobs. Mm-hmm. Like there are people moving to Bloomington Normal to work at Rivian today, right? And they started out making like $2.25 an hour. Now, different world then. Mm-hmm. But what you didn't do when you were starting out is go buy a 70-inch TV and a $50,000 car. I mean, there was a starting process in life about building and accumulating and working your way up. And at the young end of this, we have all of, and this isn't universal. I'm not talking about every single person. There is this want to have everything, all of the superficial needs met up front. Period. How many kids are so over their head in debt that they're, and not just school loans, credit card debt. You talk about your average living and having a two-bedroom home and all of that. There was a generational thing where families started out not wealthy, but they started out on a career path, starting getting an entry-level job, saving, you know, getting up along the way. Now we want all of that up front. And there is a sense of that today that I don't know how you ever get to a place when you start out in a hole to begin with.
I mean, there's some of that. I don't know how you quantify how much of it is. I mean, you look at the cost of buying a house during the time that you're talking about versus today.
I'm not talking about dollar for dollar then and now. I'm talking about a mindset of when you started out, you weren't making as much, but you were going to work your way up the ladder, but you also weren't buying as much. And now everybody wants to start out not only with $150,000 worth of college debt, but we're also going to go into $50,000 with credit card debt because we want everything right up front. There is that mentality in this country that's been that way for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Nick, most people have the newest iPhone.
Right.
Whether they can pay their bills or not.
I mean, yeah, you can afford an iPhone. You have no shot at ever affording a house.
Okay. But when you're spending that much money on the superficial stuff up front, how are you ever going to save money to buy a house?
You're not. Because you're never – that's what I'm saying.
So you think that an entry-level job for somebody without a gigantic skill set or ought to have enough to have all the luxury up front and be able to save enough for a house?
What I said. I'm saying one is within reach, one is never going to happen in a lot of people's mindsets. That's what you're dealing with.
Okay. A mindset is not the same as
you just argued a mindset about wanting all the having the mindset of getting all the
things. No, you're saying that just because they think they'll never have enough money to buy a house, it's okay to blow money on stuff they can't afford.
I'm not saving money for a yacht. So I'm going to spend my money over here. I'm never going to have a yacht. $2 billion yacht?
No, but a $100,000 house is not a $2 billion yacht.
A $100,000 house, that is correct. That's fair. I'll give you that. But a $100,000 house today is drastically different, inflation and all, than an $8,000 house, you know, back in the day.
Look at the average look at the average cost of you can ask Tom Brinkhotter on Friday what the average cost of a home in the Macon County market is, and it's way lower than you think. Way low.
Oh, I've looked at it, and you're not wrong. And there are opportunities for people that are stuck in poverty to if they would change their spending
habits. And if I go to work at McDonald's tomorrow, I can work my way up to a level where I can buy a house.
Yeah.
But not if I got a $300 cable bill and a $300 phone bill and I got a brand new 70-inch TV and I'm buying the latest $300 sneakers. I'm saying there's responsibility on all sides.
In those cases, that's 100% correct. But to say, to imply that we have any idea how many of people are just self-inflicting themselves as if it's just a given is probably not fair.
I didn't say that. I said there's a lot of it.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. You know, there's no question. We are our own worst enemies in a lot of ways. And when problems mount, we never take the steps to dig us out collectively. It's human nature.
And I'm not even coming from a judgmental level.
Yeah,
I'm just saying all of this plays in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
It all plays in. Mm-hmm. And there was an ethic back in the day, as much as was wrong with back in the day, where young people got married and started out careers and they scrimped and they saved and they put money aside and they didn't have all the luxuries. And that came with advancement and it came when they could afford it. That's been thrown out the window.
It, also, in that scenario, coming along concurrently with all the things that you just said and I agree with, there are a lot of people that did live through that and accumulated and worked their way up to hundreds of billions of dollars and never, you know, redistributed any of it. And so here they had the opportunity to work their way all the way up. And now 90% of the income is sitting at the top.
Okay. I don't think anybody has the requirement to redistribute anything.
No, not requirement. I'm not saying that it's not above board. It's not good on them. They're winning capitalism. I'm not even implying that they're bad people. I'm just saying there's a stack of money over here and there's a stack of people over here.
There is. And you're talking about the ether. I mean, you know, how many of those people do you know?
I don't know.
I mean, how many billionaires do you know?
Two.
Okay. So when you say stuff like that, yes, at some level, when you get to Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, yes, there's levels of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the argument that we should fire the city manager and use his salary to pay for all this other stuff. You know, I mean, that mentality, that argument exists out there. But the level you're talking about is the stratosphere.
Right. And I hear you. But the only reason why we can't treat it like an outlier is because it is directly tied to all the money that we all kind of pool together.
Okay. But your average CEO or top of an organization is making like $180,000 a year.
Yeah, I'm not talking about them.
No, I know, but that's the way people take it. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times have you listened to the argument, they should just take that school superintendent's salary and pay all the teachers?
Yeah, and they're wrong on all of that. And you're right. I'm specifically talking about the loads of cash that's been weirdly...
And I'm talking about the rest of us in real world.
And if we had more of that big pile, the real world, the middle could probably...
I'm not even sure if you did the math on that, that it wouldn't be the same thing as making the argument that the superintendent's salary ought to be going to...
See, this is why I don't have the job of solving this whole thing, because there's just so much.
There is. I think there's a lot of it. And I think companies, by the way, and I'm not the company guy, just saying they don't need to adapt. They need to adapt too.
They're going to have to.
And they will. But the people who are just going, I want more and I want to do less, you're not going to have value.
No.
And you're not going to have leverage.
And I'm not, in those people right there are not, I've not even talked on their behalf this whole conversation.
But there's more of them than you think that want to put in the bare minimum of what it takes to put in a work day, and they act like they're the hardest working people in the company. It happens every day.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And there are also often ones that are job hopping from one place to another because they think they have leverage or they're going to find some unicorn that doesn't exist, because the problem isn't the company, it's them.
Right. That goes, what the flip of that is, there are people that treat those people like churn anyway and set up their business to go, we're going to hire somebody to do this until they don't. And then we'll throw in somebody else we don't care about and burn them out and then churn them out. I mean, that is, there's a lot of that. A lot of that.
Okay. If you're burned out at 32 hours a week, the burnout problem is you.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just saying. And it's the problem with the concept of communism or anything else, is that we're just going to pay everybody the same amount to do the same amount of work. That isn't the way life works.
No.
And it's why it's failed every place it's been tried. because it zaps the entrepreneurs. It kills the spirit of the people who are going to innovate and bring the next. It's the problem with unions today, by and large, created for a very specific reason because people were in danger and being put in danger. And now you're arguing over, well, this guy's got to take the plate off the light switch while this guy fixes the electricity.
Mm-hmm. It's also the problem with companies that get so big that they can just acquire
I completely agree.
The competition close it down.
But the vast majority of companies aren't that. The vast majority of workers aren't that.
Right.
It's why you can't live in universals.
Yeah, there's nuance to all the things that both you and I have said.
Take a break. Nick's going to nuance his way through a three-day forecast. I don't know. On the other hand, it might rain.
It might be.
But on the other hand, it might not.
It could go either way. Hey, today there's a 50% chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy and a high near 76. Tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 61. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorm, cloudy with a high of 72. And Friday, we're looking at showers again, maybe thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:55.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a two-year, four-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan University. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconCountyGives.org, or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconCountyGives.org. 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, the 13th of October, we're almost to the middle of the month, and that is just insane to me.
It's coming. We're flying through this thing.
Yeah, we really are.
It's almost Halloween.
Are you going to go to Boo at the Zoo?
Yeah, probably.
I haven't been for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's fun. I love it.
Are we going to do, like, we always used to do a dress-up show for Halloween.
I only like to dress up on weird days.
I know. We found this out about you last year.
I don't know.
So you love Halloween. You love Boo at the Zoo. But not that part of Halloween, which seems to be like the most important part of Halloween.
Yeah, I think you're right. I've got a few ideas for costumes, but I don't know.
Okay. Dan Oakes is going to join us from the Board of Education for District 61 next hour, plus Tanya Andrix from Crossing Healthcare. And we will take a look at a really silly thing on a local news site. That's all I'm going to tell you for now. That's your tease. Back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. First Mid Insurance Group has been named the 2021 top broker for Medicare.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.